أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فما آمن لموسى إلا ذرية من قومه على خوف من فرعون وملئهم أن يفتنهم وإن فرعون لعال في الأرض وإنه لمن المسرفين. وقال موسى يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمين. فقالوا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. وأوحينا إلى موسى وأخيه أن تبوأ لقومكما بمصر بيوتا واجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة وبشر المؤمنين. وقال موسى ربنا إنك آتيت فرعون وملأه زينة وأموالا في الحياة الدنيا ربنا ليضلوا عن سبيلك ربنا اطمس على أموالهم واجدد على قلوبهم فلا يؤمنوا حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. قال قد أجيبت دعوتكما فاستقيما ولا تتبعان سبيل الذين لا يعلمون.
And none believed in Musa alayhi salam but a few individuals from his people because of fear of Fir'aun and his chiefs lest they persecute them. And really, Fir'aun was mighty and arrogant in the earth, and he was one who transgressed all bounds. Musa alayhi salam said to his people, if you do believe in Allah, then put your trust in him. If you submit to him, then they said, we put our trust in Allah, and our Rabb make us not a trial for this cruel people. Normally, the people that are weaker, they are made a target of transgression, they are made a target of oppression of the ruling and powerful class. So they made this dua, make us not a trial for these cruel people, and by your mercy, our Rabb, deliver us from these kafirs. And we had inspired Musa alayhi salam and his brother, provide dwellings for your people in Egypt and make your homes into places of salah and establish regular salah and give good news to the believers. Unlike this ummah, it was not permissible for the previous ummahs to perform namaz in the homes. Namaz had to be performed in the masjids and the prayer places. Fir'aun began to oppress and he would not allow them to perform namaz in their masjids. So as an exception to the rule, they were asked that they convert their own homes into masjids, into prayer places, and continue establishing namaz. وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً, make your homes into places of prayer, can be explained or translated in different ways. One is, build your homes facing the Qibla. And the third explanation is that let your homes face each other. In other words, when the persecution started in the Bani Israel and the adab of the Egyptians was inevitable and it was close at hand, so Allah Ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam that they dwell with their people in a different section of the town. The azab and the trials are going to befall the Egyptians. The food is being changed into blood, into locusts, into frogs, etc. So they were asked to live at a different section so that they may not be affected by this trial that is going to be set upon the Egyptians. And number two is this, that your homes, let them be facing each other. You will be at a different section of the town, but your homes, the homes of the Muslims, of the Bani Israel, let them be facing each other for multiple reasons perhaps. One is, if you're going to be living in a different section, and across you are going to be Muslims, you're going to be Muslims, then you will draw inspiration from each other, and you will feel much more at ease and secure. وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Now Musa a.s. got to know that the adab is going to come upon the Bani Israel, is going to come upon the Egyptians. Adab is inevitable, it's impending, it's coming at any time. And it's been declared that they're going to die with the curse of Allah Ta'ala. So when he realized all this, then he made dua, our Rabb, you have bestowed Fir'aun and his chiefs with splendor and wealth in this life. And our Rabb, so that they continue misleading people from your path. So our Rabb, obliterate their wealth and harden their hearts. They do not believe until they see the grievous punishment. Their wealth must also be obliterated and defaced, so that it doesn't have that value. Silver and gold must be changed into stones and rocks, so that when it's obliterated, then the value is lost. So Allah Ta'ala said, your dua is accepted, so remain firm and straight upon your stance. Your mawqif and your stance, remain firm, remain straight, and follow not the path of those who do not know. And we had taken the Bani Israel across the ocean, and Fir'aun and his forces had followed them up, both by way of oppression and hatred, until when they were about drowning, then Fir'aun declared, I believe in the one whom the Bani Israel believe. I believe in the God in whom the Banu Israel believe in. And I am amongst those who surrender to the will of Allah. So it was said to Fir'aun at that time, Al-An, you wish to believe now, whereas you had just disobeyed earlier on, and you were amongst those that were corrupt. So this day will be save you in your body, that you may be a sign for the people that are to come after you, and many people are heedless of our signs. When he's about to drown, and he knows that now it's inevitable, I've lost, so he wants to secure his hereafter perhaps, or perhaps he feels that if I say the kalima, then Allah Ta'ala will save me, and when Allah Ta'ala will save me, then I'll revert back to my kufr and my disbelief. So this type of convenient belief and faith is not acceptable, that he just wants to recite the kalima that he may be saved from drowning, and then when he is secure again, then again he will practice his oppression, kufr and disbelief. So he just told him, do you wish to believe now, whereas just before this you had been in disobedience and you were corrupt. So this type of belief is not accepted. Therefore the hadith says that Allah Ta'ala accepts the person's tawbah at any time and all times. Allah Ta'ala accepts an individual's tawbah. Yes, when the gurgling sound of death is heard and he begins to see things of the hereafter and is already gripped in punishment of the hereafter, now he wishes to accept. So this type of acceptance is rejected. But before this, no matter how sick the person may be, how bedridden he may be, how terminally ill he may be, he asks sincerely for tawbah and forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala will readily accept his tawbah and his forgiveness. But when the things of the hereafter become visible, the gurgling sound of death is beginning to become audible. Now he wants to accept. So this type of acceptance is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give us tawfiq.